Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We're back. And this is Voice for Veterans. And those veterans who are listening, fine. But it's also Voice for the families of veterans. And voices for all of the people who say we support vets, too. And that's our campaign. We want to thank everybody for enjoying their holidays. We made it to New Year's Eve. This is 2022, and we're here for you. We want to thank again all of those people who stood out there and worked through the holidays to make sure that we were back on track. Of course, we know that some areas of the country, the COVID problem is a little bit worse than others. So we're telling everybody that there are a lot of places to get your booster shots. Don't forget to get your tests. And be grateful that you made it to this year. A lot of people didn't make it. A good friend of mine made it to the first year of the year and died the second day. So believe me, be grateful. I want to thank everybody and of all those who are listening for what they did to help those who got back from Afghanistan and were continuing to help. And again, for those who are dealing with the COVID situation, take care of your health, eat correctly. Drink plenty of water. Don't forget, if you get a little cold, don't think it's just COVID. Take yourself a test. If it's a cold, you know what to do. Mama told you that years ago, and it works for COVID too. Many blessings to all of those. And I want to say a special shout out to those who are around. And all you veterans, I'm going to give you some information right now. There is an increase in October. There were some things done that are now available for you to look at. Believe me, it's nice to be able to look now and see 2022 VA disability rates. The disability rates will see a 5.9 cost of living increase based on Social Security Administration 2022 cost of living adjustment. Congress passed legislation in early October to increase veterans' disability compensation and other benefits. Believe me, it's needed. What I want to say is, annually, the VA makes cost of living adjustments, disability benefits to increase inflation, to ensure inflation does not, of course, overtake the funds you have. For a 50% disability veteran with a spouse, one child, who currently receives $1,099.83 per month, this amount will go up about $64 more the month. Other charts for historical VA combined disability calculator, you'll find, of course, go online or tune in right here to WVETOnlineRadio.com. We'll give you a link. And you can check your rates. A lot of people will get more. Some will get less. But either way, this increase is now being recognized. You know, we got a lot of things that went down. And especially when you think about all of the things that we didn't get. A lot of it we're going to get now. We know that there's been a lot of Washington in this new president, but little by little things are coming out. We salute everybody who's up there right now dealing with what they're dealing with. We still got the rest of the winter to get through, but in Florida, we're waiting on spring break. Our holiday season came and went. A lot of the people are going to be dealing with the storms up north and the cold, but believe me, take care of yourself. When you look at all of these increases, you got to also budget for them. $64 increase is not a lot, but it will help out a great deal. So check your mail.
Check your emails. Go online and pull up the information when it comes to VA disability increases. Find out where you stand. Are you veterans? And the family members of veterans, the veterans older and doesn't see well, get on the computer for them and help them get this information so that they can get what they're going to get. For all of you people who are out here in the St. Pete area, in the Tampa area, Clearwater, over here in the west coast of paradise, believe me, everybody has geared up, both at Bay Pines and James Haley, they've geared up for this year. So if you're having any kind of ideas that you're thinking about that may not be something that you can just get your hands on, start right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And of course, we're broadcasting right now, 96.7 FM, Sunshine Radio. And of course, we want to thank all of the people and the team over there at Sunshine Radio. We do have some additional help. If you're in this area, please, keeping the promise, Department of Veterans Affairs, Readjustment Counseling Service. And we know that a lot of people are having this holiday season picked up the ball, but there are a lot of readjustments that's going to be needed. Readjustment Counseling Service for veterans who have served in combat theater and for their families and members and significant others. We're here to help. And helping is what the Vet Center is all about. How is your transition from the military going? Are you or your loved ones experiencing problems with anger? Relationship problems, depression or anxiety problems. Problems concentrating. That means just sitting still for a little while and doing what you need to do. Problem sleeping, employment problems. Problems at college if you decided to go back to school and you're not getting in like you wanted to. Now, please call or visit, and that's the Vet Center right here in St. Pete, 800-273-8255. The reason I'm mentioning that is because usually right after the holidays and during the holidays, when people may not have their loved ones close, a slight depression sometimes sets in. But there is help for that. And we want everybody to know. It's January. We're getting ready to have some new cold weather that we didn't have. We're being down here in Florida, we won't get as much of it. But for those who are escaping that cold weather coming down here, we're going to have a chilly day or two here too. So dress appropriately. Don't feel bad if you have to go ahead, go to the beach and put on a sweater. Be ready. Call. Spring break is soon to come. And when we talk about spring break down here in Florida, it's a major event. You know, the only thing that we have between now and then, I think, of course, is our Gasparilla. And I just got noticed that the Renaissance Festival is on its way back, and we always do a major thing for our veterans. And I'll be contacting more of you people about what they're doing and what days veterans are going to be getting their special discounts. So look for the annual Renaissance Festival right here on the west coast of Florida. Last year, they moved it because of COVID, so we're going to make sure that we get you all the advertisement and promotion of where it's going to be located and be there. This is one of those natural events that is always good entertainment and a lot of fun. And because it's outdoor, this whole concept of outdoor entertainment is taking on a new picture. But the Renaissance Festival has always been one of those events that you can go to that is outdoors. A lot of fun, a lot of entertainment. And the people there always support all of our veterans and do things. We'll be giving away some tickets like we did last year, the year before. So look for it. We're going to get you some tickets, giveaway to make sure all of our veterans there. We will be contacting them and making sure that whatever day they're going to be doing special discount for veterans that you all know about it. But your families, whether you're a veteran or not, this is the kind of entertainment that you can come out and enjoy. And by it being outdoors, I want us all to support it. With all the COVID problems going on with indoor restaurants and events, this is one that you can now plan, be there. It's an outdoor event, and it is wonderful. Taking you back to the medieval days, and they dress up in their costumes, and they make it fun. So if you ever remember the gladiators and all of those, this is what that festival is about. But it's also about a lot of other the cultural things that went on during that period, and they incorporate them with what we do nowadays. So we want to say, come on out and have some fun. Get your booster shots, get your masks, keep your hand sanitizer, and make sure that you tell everybody we support vets too. And you heard it right here, 96.7 FM. You heard it right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And all of our friends, I especially want to say thank you to Waddell McGee and his wife for them sticking with this all these years. Waddell is finally talking back again. They let him out of the hospital. He's home recovering from this pancreatic cancer. It was quite a chore, but he wanted to thank everybody for all the prayers. He wanted to thank all of the partners who stuck by this. Especially give a shout out, of course, to Edwina and Louisa, and of course, Kevin Humes. Shout out to Paul Murray, all those people who supported the veterans and who are veterans themselves.
Thank you. of stone, statues of gold. When they get old, they crumble so, as the truth dies coming home. No more lies with crying eyes, fits in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes, the fates in all your dying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes. No more lies with crying eyes.
We want to thank all of those right now who are paying attention to this radio station, because guess what? This is Sunshine Radio. And we're into the winter months, but we have all of the snowbirds and all of the people down here visiting from Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania, Maine, Illinois, Connecticut. Listen, come on and enjoy yourselves. We have the sunshine, the beaches. We're asking everybody to at least do what you can to keep the COVID down. And that way, we all here in Florida and the rest of the country, by this time next year, we'll be back to normal. We're a lot better than we were, but the new two strains have kept us a little bit behind the eight ball. But we have what it takes to slow it down, and we're slowing it down. We want to thank all of those who have suffered through it and may be going through it again. Keep the fight up. And that means everybody. Because we can beat this. We beat the Spanish flu and we'll beat this. I do want to thank everybody again for staying with us. We have a fantastic year coming up. And I say up when I mean UPPP, Universal Positive Principle Philosophy. And that means for your military, stay focused. That means you veterans coming out, be prepared. And don't forget, you have a whole lot of help out there. We've been talking about some of the things that went over the holidays, and we're going to talk more about this one person. And he is called Patriotic Kenny. Something happened for him with one of his ride scooters or whatever he had, wheelchairs, and somebody stole it. He put the word out, this help, and everybody reached out and helped. We're going to talk more about how people help people, and especially veterans helping veterans worldwide all the time. Veterans helping veterans worldwide all the time. It's a movement. And we know that this movement is taking on a mind of its own. A lot of different veterans groups are out here trying to reach out. Feel free to contact us here if you have a voice. We're going to be doing podcasts this year. We're going to be working with all of our veterans. We're doing similar kind of programming and give you a place to place some of that programming here at WVET on theairtoday.com. We're going to give you some help to put the word out. In the old days, radio was it. You had a tower in the community and everybody could talk and you heard a few stations and it was it. Now with internet, there are thousands of radios. So you want to be directed to the one that's going to give you the most information for what you stand for. It's called target marketing. So we want you to contact us. If you are looking for a way to reach out for vets and you want to say that, it's we support vets too. All of us support veterans. And we want to tell everybody who and when and where they can get that information. You know, one of the things we talk about all the time, and it's easy for us to go over each one of these things, but what are we doing? Veterans, services. Services offered, information and assistance with filing claims for VA benefits for veterans serving spouses and benefits and dependents and those who need to support their veterans, whether it's a group or it's an individual. assistance in requesting military discharge, medical records, medals, etc. I picked up a veteran today. Wife passed. The in-laws got all of his stuff. He doesn't know where it is. She's passed. And he requests a new DD-2 form, DD-214 form. He's requested another set of dog tags so he can leave for his daughter. This is where veteran services come into play. Information on the state of Florida veterans benefits. We just talked about the increase. Those benefits are now coming down the pike. And referral information for other VA related issues. You know that veteran services program is such a great program. I know they're picking it up in other counties all across the country. Right here, it's Pinellas County Veteran Services. Feel free to contact them. Contact us if you need the help. Let's get it. And we know that you're listening all over these three counties right around us. So we want to thank you for listening. Call your neighbors, call your friends, tell them that you now have another way to hear about what's going on and for and with the veteran community. And join us. We support vets too. That's what you want to be able to say. And it doesn't matter whether you are a restaurant or whether you're a shoe repair place. We support vets too. And I know for all of those people who are looking for help, a lot of our veterans are coming back with not walking and ailments. And we want everybody to know that there's a lot of more information on mobility services in our community. And I always talk about, oh, my man, Johnny, the chairman. He'll take care of that wheelchair anytime that you need it. Scooters, motorized wheelchairs, good old-fashioned push and roll wheelchairs. Feel free. Do not get lost. Exercise is back. And I know with all of these different COVID situations, a lot of people are not going to your health clubs much anymore. The YMCA, YWCA is open. You still can go in there. But again, spray yourself. Do what you can do. Please exercise, eat right, fresh air, salt water, and sunshine. Oh, the best cure for everything that you can do. And this year, we're going to spend some time working a little bit more closer to our entertainment and musicians. We want you to keep making music out here so that we can heal all these wounds and illness. We're going to be talking more about the places that you can go that support veterans. And those places that support veterans, we want you to know you go up there and you do it. One of the places that always support veterans, and I've been there many times, is our Quaker Steaks. Quaker Steaks. And that's up there near our Clearwater area. Please stop by there. And they have these big car shows, and they have a lot of stuff where they support our veterans. I went out, and all of my motorcycle veterans was out there one time. And, of course, across the street from there is Burt Barracuda's. Please, go take a ride. There's nothing better than a motorcycle ride. This flat surface that we have in Florida, and it's a much better view than doing it from an airplane. It's a much better view than doing it from a car because you get the wind in your face. Feel free, if you're a veteran, go by. They got a lot of free services that both of these people give out. And on Thursdays, we'll be out there supporting the car shows. Keith, the boss of the beach, talking to our veterans. Thursday afternoon, we'll be out there, so feel free to stop by. We'll give away some CDs or something to make you comfortable and make you happy. Another thing I want to talk about is Armed Force Family Foundation. We're not going to talk much about that today, but we're going to let you know that we're going to be doing a whole story on Armed Forces Family Foundations. Caring for those who care for our freedom. That's one of those organizations that we want to salute because we are not only doing the regular stuff, they're feeding people. So look around for those who are doing the best they can. And I'm telling all the veterans to get back in the community and do what you can. You're the best employee people. The best people. If you want to hire somebody, hire a vet. So now that they got all these signs up, help wanted, I want the veterans to get out and fill those spots. Make a difference in your community. We know what you can do. Now it's time for you to give back a little bit more inside your community. Well, holidays are still coming along. One thing in America, you keep on bringing holidays. We got Martin Luther King Day coming up, and then we got Valentine's Day, the Love Day. A lot of different events going to be going on. We're going to be letting you know where to go and spread the love. I don't know whether they're going to have the parade again this year. I know they canceled it last year, so we'll keep you up to date on the Martin Luther King Day parade. And, of course, St. Petersburg, I think it's the largest parade in the whole United States on Martin Luther King Day. And all of our veterans are always there to help guide the people and make sure that they get to the right spot to stand and all that. So we thank you. And we thank all of our police people in this community. They built a new police department. And a lot of veterans are employed over there. I ran into one of our police women over there. And she was Air Force. So we want to salute all of our Air Force over there and the police department. And well, the rest of the military too. Your Marines and Army and Coast Guard who joined on with the police department. And we got a new mayor coming into this area. We salute him and give him our prayers and our blessings. And don't forget about our veterans. No matter what you do, let's keep on making it come through. Take care of your vets in this community and all over the state of Florida and around the country. And because we have the warm weather and we have everybody visiting, I'm shouting out to everybody from Atlanta to New York to L.A., to all of you, welcome. Come on down and enjoy spring break with us. But come a little bit at a time. Don't be trying to get on all the airplanes. They're having problems. People don't want to go to work. So let's get back. And I want some of you veterans to go back and get some of those airlines jobs and show up like you would in the military. Let's get America back on track. Thank you for tuning in again. Keith, the boss of the beach, and enjoy this interlude. We'll be right back. We want to thank you for tuning in on this week's show. Enjoy it. And I want to remind everybody that you can go online, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and we will be posting the rates for your veterans. Believe me, they'll be there. And then, as always, our Veterans Crisis Line suicide prevention number is 1-800-273-8255. You heard it here, WVET. OnlineRadio.com and 96.7 FM. I want to say thank you. Over and out with a shout. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, OnlineRadio.com. Tune in again, 24/7, WVET, OnlineRadio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio
and stay with us all day long.